So Rav Nosson Zal says it, Umishom boim kol hatzorois vayagoinois vamachayifim shalem. V'zehu, and this is why the Pasuk says there, vayihi bimei achashveirosh. The Gemara says, kol mokoim shenemar vayihi bimei eino yeletzora. Whenever a story in the Torah begins with the words vayihi bimei, it means there's bad news, there's suffering coming. So Rav Nosson says, look at this. Vayihi bimei achashveirosh. When there's achashveirosh, when there's arrogance, which extends from Hoidu to Kush, it'll bring about vayihi bimei. It'll bring about suffering. Ki kol hatzorois vayegoinois heim al yidei geyus. Shekol echod roitze lehisnasois. Rav Nosson says, what do we mean? What do we mean that all suffering is the result of arrogance? Rav Nosson gives us an example now, that each and every person wants to be big. He's looking for greatness. Ulahanig beisoy lemala mimadregosoy. He wants to run his house above his means. Bederech oishev ekovoid, as if he were a wealthy, respectable person. Each person wants to show himself. He wants to, as bigger than he really is. Keilu kol ha'olam shelahem, as if the whole world belongs to them. Ukeilu yichye lonetzach, and as if the person intends to be around forever. The person would say, why are you putting so much money into that house and bigger and more beautiful? You would think that you plan to be here forever. If a person knows that it's a maximum of 120 years, and how many people do we know that reach that number? Vesehu, and this is why, again, the Gemara points out, kol mokoim shenemar vayihi bimei hutzora, that whenever it says vayihi bimei, it's referring to pain, suffering, problems. That this type of arrogance, people wanting to show off, and especially people wanting to project an image that they're greater than they really are, they're richer and wealthier than they really are, that could only lead to suffering. Whereas the Gemara says v'hoya bayoim, when the Torah uses the terms v'hoya bayoim, then hu simcha, then it refers to joy and happiness. Kimayshamru b'medrash ba'arichus, as we find the Medrash gives us many examples throughout the Torah where a story begins with vayihi bimei, and it's always referring to problems, suffering. Whenever it says v'hoya bayoim hahu, it's referring to joy and happiness. Ki hageyus. Now Rav Nosson says, look at this thing. Bimei is plural. Bayoim is singular. Vayihi bimei, it was during the days of. So Rav Nosson Zal points out, ki hageyus hu b'chinas ribui, because arrogance always is a concept of a lot. Meaning, shemizgoye bo'ilam ki'ilu rabim yomov. A person is acting in an arrogant way, as if he thinks he's got a long time to live. He's got many days, many years. Kama shekosu b'koheles. Kishemabil gedula asotam bozeh ho'ilam. As we find in the book of Koheles, when he belittles the greatness of a person in this world, he says, im yoilid ish meo varav sheyim echayov. Is a person born for 100? And greatness that he thinks his life is going to be, he thinks he's going to live forever? Which person? Ki be'emes lamitoi, because the truth is, yemei chayenu hevel, the days, our days are foolishness, emptiness. Ukumay shekosav, as the Pasuk says, yomeinu kitzele oiver, our days go by like a passing shadow. Ki be'emes ein shum zman klal, because in reality, there is no time at all. V'hazman nimshach rak mibchinas lemala mezman bishvil habchira. Time comes from a level above time, and Hashem has created this concept of time only so that we should have free choice. It's part of the whole story of Bechira, that in order for Hashem's program of Bechira to go into effect and to the whole world to be running with Bechira, it required this concept of time. V'tzorich ha'odam leida she'en loy boilomoy kiyim oisoy hayoyim v'oisoy ha'sholavad. However, a person who wants to live the right way has to know that there's only today And there's only now. Shenimshach lo yimimokum shenimshach, which comes to me from where it comes to me. This moment, this hour that I have right now, Hashem has given me from wherever He's taken it from. In order to give me the ability to acquire eternal life through this hour, through this moment, if I use it the right way, if I use it to do good. Because in another moment, the day will be gone. This hour will be gone. And what will be left of all the work, the effort that people make, where they're working for air, for wind, they're working for nothing. People who think that life is only the physical, materialistic world. And therefore, true holiness, a person living a true good life, a good religious life, is a person who lives for today, hayoyim im b'koy lo sishmo, where his only interest is to listen to Hashem right now, to know what can I do right now to fulfill what Hashem wants me to do. And it's through those people who are zeichet to serve Hashem and to fulfill what we're saying here now. They don't think, they don't act as if they're going to be around forever, but rather they know every moment is precious, and every moment I have to fill with a mitzvah, with something good. It's through those people who serve Hashem and live this way, this is what will lead to the coming of Moshiach. K'moy shamru, as the Gemara says, Moshiach was once asked, Emosai yovoy mar, when are you coming? And his response was, he quoted this pasuk, Hayoim im bekoy lo sishmo, today, if you will listen to Hashem. K'moy shehevi shaminyin ze, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes this Gemara, Almaimo rabba bar barchono urzila bayoyma, in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this entire halacha is based on, chapter 14, in the beginning of Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal quotes this, putting the emphasis that a person to live properly, a person needs to know that for all I know, today is my final day. And therefore, there's no time for nonsense, for stupidity, and certainly not for feeling great. A person's a big, big shot, and suddenly they pull the rug out from under him, and he's gone. And people laugh. Look at that. You know, right before he passed away, he was talking like he's going to conquer the world. You'd think he thought he was going to live for another 100 years. The guy didn't know that an hour later he was going to be dead. Aval hageyus hu hefech mikol zeh. Whereas arrogance is the opposite of what we're describing here. Shemizgoa bedaitoi, the person feels great in his own mind. And he wants to live big. He's looking into his investments, and he's looking for a bigger house and a better house. Ki'ilu yomav rabim, as if he intends to be around for a long time. He's got a long life still to live. Uki'ilu yesh kvius liyomav, as if he thinks that his days are permanent. You know, that his days are liyomav hapurchim, to the days that fleeting by. Umishom boim kol hatzoras rachmanatzlan, and this is the source of all the mistakes and the pain and suffering that people have in life. It comes from this kind of attitude. V'alkein vayhi bimei hutzora, and this is why the Gemara points out that whenever the Torah begins with the words vayhi bimei, you know that there's suffering coming. Shezeu b'chinas geus, shu b'chinas ribui. The word vayhi bimei means it was in the days, days plural. Again, it's referring to a person who thinks he's got a lot of days to go. Ke'ilu yomav rabim, as if he's got a long time still to live. U'che'ilu hamaisa shel shtus vehevel shoysik bohem yelokium. And as if the person thinks that the foolishness, the nonsense that he's involved in is gonna be lasting. And that's why he's continuing. Why is he doing this? Because he thinks that this is gonna, he's gonna live this life of Riley for a long time with vacations and nonsense and foolishness. She'oisek livnois velik. The person's involved in building. He's building his empire. He's always expanding. He's looking to grow in the materialistic world. Veliknois klei kesev v'zov tachshitin, and to acquire more jewelry, more gold, more trinkets. She'kol zehu bechinas vayhi bimei. This is all included in those terms, and it was in the days. Like when a person is telling a story about a king or a great ruler that lived a long time ago, it was in the days of this and this great king. So there are people today who are living that type of life, vayhi bimei, that they think that they're these great kings, that they're going to be here forever. Shal ze nemar vayhi bimei. It's about them that it says this vayhi bimei. Ube'emes, whereas in truth, kol hamaisa hazois she'oise kol otom shnimshach achar geis v'kovod shel ze oilam, these things that these people are involved in, those people who are looking for glory and honor in the materialistic world, hakol hevel ure'us ruach omol v'chas machoves, it's all nonsense. It's all suffering, anger. It's not going to lead. They're not going to acquire. It's not going to satisfy them. They'll never be satisfied. They'll never be happy. They'll always be grudging somebody else who has something they don't have. They'll always feel lacking. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, kol mokim shenemar vayhi bimei enu yeletzora, that wherever it says vayhi bimei, you should know that it's suffering. So in this vayhi bimei, where it speaks about Achashverosh, he was so rich, and he decided to make this huge party, and you would think he's the happiest guy in the world? Rav Nosson says, take a look how it begins. Vayhi bimei. You should know that it didn't buy him any happiness. Always dissatisfied. A minute later, he's killing his wife. His wife is spitting, and it's his wife only. This rich guy, who's got all of this, he rules the world. And he calls his wife, and she says to him, fly a kite, you nothing, you stable keeper, you big shot, you forgot where you came from. You used to take care of horses in my father, in my grandfather, by Nebuchadnezzar. So look what kind of happiness and glory and success he has. Ki kol hamaisa hanas etachas hashemesh, chalifi ha-toyroh, im kol, because all the things that go on in this world that are the opposite of the Torah, im kol odom haroide facher elile kesev zov, with all of those people who are chasing after money, gold and silver, v'hakoil machmas geus v'kovoid, and the whole purpose, what are they going to do with gold and money when they get it? What are they going to do if they become rich? A bigger house and a bigger car. Everyone's going to see who I am. I'm not going to be, people will look up to me. They'll see the kind of car I'm driving, the house that I have. Kol hamaisa hazois b'chinas vayhi bimei ene yeletzora. That entire lifestyle, the Torah sums it up in two words, vayhi bimei, that you should know it's not going to bring happiness and joy, and it's going to bring suffering. Kama shekosuv, ki kol yomov kas umachoivos. The Torah testifies that those kind of people, their entire lives are filled with anger and pain and suffering. Aval ikar hasimcha, whereas true happiness, Hibebechinas v'hoyo bayoim, comes when the Torah says the words v'hoyo bayoim, which means, and it will be in the day, meaning a person who's looking ahead to the real future. Shekol tikvosoi v'simchosoi v'chiyusoi hurak beyoim echod she'oisek boi b'avoidas Hashem, that this person's joy, now we're talking about a person whose whole joy is today. He doesn't worry. He doesn't feel bad about yesterday. He's not worrying for tomorrow. He's living in today. Bayoim is singular. V'hoyo bayoim. And today, if I was zeicher to get up in the morning and to wash negel vaser, and I went to the mikveh, or I davened shacharis, I put on talis and tefillin today, and I said good morning to my son, to my wife, to the person looks at the things they can be happy about today. She'oisek boi b'avoidas Hashem, where today I'm involved in serving Hashem, v'oisek l'kasher hayoim l'bechinas v'hoyo yoim echod hu yivod al Hashem. And the person is looking to attach today to the ultimate day. The Pasuk says there's going to come a day in the future which is going to be a day when everyone will realize the existence of Hashem. And there again, it uses that same, V'hoyo yoim echod yivod al Hashem. Shezeh hayoim miskayim lo netzach. A day in which I'm zeicha to do good deeds, a day in which I'm zeicha to serve Hashem, this day is eternal. This day gets put into a bank account, and it's eternal. V'shom ikra hachiyus v'hasimcha. And that's where the real joy and happiness is to be found.